is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 546 in the series. This session shares the special Franklin Mass Town Council meeting held on Wednesday, May 19, 2021. The meeting was conducted in a hybrid format. Members of the Town Council and Town Administration personnel were in the Council Chambers. Attorney Sorrell was remote along with the public via the Zoom conference bridge, all to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. The special meeting was called to conduct an executive session for the Town Council, and after the session, they announced the plan of public meetings to discuss the right of first refusal for the Maple Hill property. The recording of the meeting itself is less than 12 minutes total, and that's because we've excluded the approximately 1 hour of waiting time for them to go through their executive session offline, if you will. The show notes contain links to the meeting agenda. So let's listen to the Town Council meeting of May 19, 2021.
Good evening. The time being 7 o'clock, I call the May 19, 2021 meeting of the Franklin Town Council to order. Please pause for a moment of silence. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Due to the continued concerns regarding the COVID-19 virus and Governor Baker's declared state of emergency, we will be conducting a remote virtual town council meeting for all public access and participation. The public will not be permitted to enter the building or participate in person. Only pre-approved participants on the meeting agenda will be allowed to enter the building and participate in person. In an effort to ensure citizen engagement and comply with open meeting law regulations, citizens will be able to dial into the meeting using the provided phone number or log in by using the Zoom link, both of which are printed on tonight's agenda, which can be found on the town's website at www.franklinma.gov. For those of you who don't have access to a computer, the call-in number is 929-205-6099 and enter the meeting ID 828-6270-0503#. Again, the meeting ID is 828-6270-0503#. The link and phone number will be active for the duration of the meeting for citizens to ask questions or voice concerns. Announcements from the chair. This meeting is being recorded and live streamed by Franklin TV and shown on Comcast Channel 11 and Verizon Channel 29. This meeting may be recorded by others. Citizens' comments. Citizens are welcome to express their views for up to 5 minutes on a matter that is not on the agenda. The council will not engage in a dialogue or comment on a matter raised during citizens' comments. The town council will give remarks appropriate consideration and may ask the town administrator to review the matter. Is there anyone in the Zoom audience that would like to speak on an item not on tonight's agenda? If so, please raise your hand or... See anything, Chrissy? Okay, not seeing anything. This tonight's meeting is a special meeting, and we do have a need to go into executive session. We will be coming out of executive session into an open meeting to basically to close the meeting, and there may be an announcement at the end of executive session. So with that, town council needs to meet an executive closed session for the following purpose: to discuss strategy with respect to considering the purchase, exchange, lease of value of real property, specifically Chapter 61A, the right of first refusal, Maple Hill property. I declare that an open meeting may have a detrimental effect on the negotiating position of the board. The open session will reconvene at the conclusion of the executive session. Clerk will read the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session. I move that the Franklin Town Council go into executive session for the following purposes: to consider the purchase, exchange, lease, or value of real property, because an open meeting may have a detrimental effect on the negotiating position of the board, and the chair has declared so, and that the open session will be reconvened at the conclusion of the executive session.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Clerk will call the roll.
Frangillo.
Yes.
Chandler.
Yes.
Santi.
Yay.
Hamlin.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Allegri.
Yes.
Jones. Yes. Vice Chair.
Yes.
Chair.
Yes.
5-0, sir.
Thank you. Motion carries. We will enter executive session. Okay. We're back in open session. And first of all, I'd like to thank everyone who waited patiently for us to come back into open session this evening. In executive session, the town council agreed on a consensus date for the required public hearing relative to the Maple Hill right of first refusal option to purchase by the town. The public hearing date before the town council will be June 9th at 7 p.m. and will be posted accordingly per the state's open meeting law by June 7th. The full agenda for that meeting has not been fully set yet, but we are confirming the date of that hearing. There will also be an overview presentation on the right of first refusal by the town administrator at that hearing, which will likely answer many of the questions people have. As COVID guidance will completely change between this evening and June 9th, I want to be clear on the methods to participate or offer comment. Due to the current construction inside and outside the municipal building, we have a limited amount of space for in-person participation in the chamber. I ask that each neighborhood or area of town who wish to participate try and coordinate a limited number of in-person representatives who wish to come in person and offer public comment. If interested in speaking on behalf of a group of people, we would appreciate you getting in touch with the town administrator's office to register so that we have a list of those people. Please call or email the town administrator or the staff at 508-520-4949. The town also has expanded our remote Zoom capacity to 300. And we will have plenty of space there to accommodate all who wish to speak. We will, of course, allow anyone to speak at the public hearing. Additionally, I anticipate that on June 15th at 7 p.m., the Community Preservation Committee will also possibly consider this right of first refusal. Finally, the Finance Committee will look at this issue as well as its meeting on June 16th at 6 p.m. So I'll again recite the dates. The town council public hearing, June 9th. The community preservation committee, June 15th. And the finance committee on June 16th. At this point, I ask people to mark their calendars for those dates, but recognize this is a fluid situation and there will be ample time to comment and ask questions and participate. This town staff will continue to update residents as the process unfolds or if there are date changes. Thank you. And I would ask that if anybody has a question now on any of those dates, a public hearing question, you can please raise your hand. I'll recognize you. Steve Sherlock. Steve, you have a question.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just for clarification, so you've announced the public hearing dates, and those will be shared again through Franklin Matters, etc. The timeline is still 120 days, so there's no immediate decision. These are just public hearing dates, if that's clear.
These are public hearing. This is a public hearing notice for June 9th. There will not be a vote that night.
Just wanted to help make that clear. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else that has a question on the process? Is there any counselor that has a question on the process? Okay, with that, I'd like to thank everybody, and we apologize for the delay while we were in executive session for a while, but there was a lot to discuss, and wanted to make sure that certainly that we were all on the same page as far as the process that we need to follow. So with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you, one and all.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.